Holy Mother, the childbearer who has brought forth the King.
The Seven Sorrows of Mary. The First Sorrow, the Prophecy of Simeon. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Let us consider the affliction which Mary's immaculate heart endured at the prophecy of Holy Simeon. May we more perfectly follow Christ and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Second Sorrow, the Flight into Egypt. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt. Let us consider the anguish which Mary endured, having to flee with her dutiful spouse, Joseph, and the child Jesus, to Egypt. May we be attentive to the needs of the poor and the oppressed, and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Third Sorrow, the Loss of the Child Jesus. When the festival was ended, and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. Let us consider the anxiety which Mary endured at the loss of her dear child. May we always look for Jesus, and following his example, submit ourselves to the Father's will, and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Fourth Sorrow, the Meeting of Jesus and Mary on the Way of the Cross. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. Let us consider the grief which Mary endured at the sight of her son, so beaten and wounded, on the way of the cross. So protective was she of her child Jesus, her heart broke that she could no longer protect him. May we, with humble and contrite hearts, pick up our crosses and follow Christ, and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Fifth Sorrow, the Crucifixion. There they crucified him, and standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. Let us consider the bitter agony which Mary endured, standing at the foot of the cross, gazing at her crucified son, who, knowing that he would soon be dead, gave us his sorrowful mother. May we leave the ways of sin and persevere in the faith, and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The sixth sorrow, the taking down of the body of Jesus from the cross. Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth. Let us consider the miserable desolation which Mary endured as she held the bloody and lifeless body of Christ. No one could comfort her, for Christ was her comfort, the light of the world, the spotless Lamb, her innocent child, sacrificed for our sins and laid upon the altar of her hands. May we with open arms accept the ocean of mercy which Christ opened up for us, and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The seventh sorrow, the burial of Jesus. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Let us consider the sorrowful solitude of Mary as she buried her only son. May we be always willing to keep her company as good and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, loving God and each other, and thereby comfort Mary's heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.